Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Round number 10, December 13th, 2025. The 67th annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo concluded all 10 rounds Saturday night in Las Vegas, Nevada, USA. Now, we bring you round 10 winners, Wrangler NFR champs, and PRCA world champions. Also an interview with Cassie Mowry and Stetson Wright. Bareback riding Cherokee Cowboy Jayco Roper from Oklahoma was 85 and a quarter, not winning any money in the 10th. He finished 13th in the average and 14th in the world. Congratulations, Jayco, for a successful year, over 150,000 won. Kate Sonier won round number 10, representing Louisiana, on a horse from Montana called Lunatic Heaven of Brookman Rodeo Company. Montana rookie Sam Peterson won the best on 10, the average in the bareback riding. Rocker Steiner, your world champion, with over $500,000. In the steer wrestling, Oklahoma Cherokee Chance Howard did not place in the 10th round. He was 13th in the average, 14th in the world standings. He won over $33,000 in his visit in Las Vegas. Stetson Jorgensen from Idaho won round 10 with a 3.4 second time. Tucker Allen from California was the star in the steer wrestling, winning the average and the world title. Team roping Navajo Derek Begay with his partner from Arizona, Coulter Todd, were 4-2 in the final round. They split third and fourth. They finished fifth in the average. They won over $250,000, finishing eighth in the world standings. Caleb Driggers and Junior Nagara split the round with Andrew Ward and Jake Long of Oklahoma and Kansas, who won the average and the world title. Saddle Bronc riding a 1-2 split between the Wright brothers, Ryder Wright, 89 and 3/4 on Dandy Delight of Calgary's, and Stetson Wright on Shady Jacket, JRJ Rodeo Company. Statler Wright won the aggregate with 864 points on 10 head and the world title saddle bronc riding. Tie-down roping Ty Harris, veteran from Texas, with 6.8 to win the round. Riley Webb, again, world champion and average winner. The barrel racing, always entertaining. Texas Cowgirl won four rounds, the final one, with a 13.28 second time. Julie Plourd of Eastern Canada was the fastest on 10. Cassie Mowry won her second world title representing Texas in the cloverleaf pattern, sanctioned by the Women's Pro Rodeo Association. Cassie Mowry, two-time champion of the world. That sounds very good.
Wasn't expecting that, I'll tell you that.
Yes, ma'am, a tribute to your horsepower and your heart in overcoming the challenges of life.
Yeah, and there's a time to push and there's a time to just some days just be happy with what you got. You're dealing with an animal, it's different. They have emotions, they have bad days. For me, I feel like my horses run hard for me because I try to keep it fun for them.
Yes, ma'am. Well, obviously, you have done a wonderful job. Congratulations and God bless you.
Thank you.
10th round in the bull riding was an 88 and a half point ride by Oregon Cowboy TJ Gray. Mr. Preford of the Rosser Rodeo Company from California. TJ won the average, riding 7 out of 10 bulls. The double crown was won by Stetson Wright. Not only the bull riding, but the all-around championship of the world. $817,088.01 is what our champion won. Stetson Wright making history, riding saddle bronc, bucking horses and bulls, all-around champion of the world. That's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah, it feels great. There's nothing better than showing back up and winning again when you took 2 years off.
Do you realize what you represent and the kids that are watching you, and what would you like for them to see in you?
I want everybody to see me as a cowboy, somebody that never gives up, even when the odds are stacked against them. And I just want everybody to consider me as one of the greatest cowboys to ever live, and I'm going to keep working at it until it becomes true.
Stetson Wright, all-around champion of the world, thank you very much for your time. God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. It's been our honor to bring you coverage of the 2025 Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, brought to you on Native Voice One Radio Network.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.